Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Equity futures are looking a little mixed this morning, really a bit of a pause, after the S&P 500 just notched another record high yesterday. What's the mood out there today?
It's definitely a cautiously optimistic kind of morning. There's a lot to digest. The market is taking a breath, but volatility is still incredibly low, which suggests traders aren't panicking. They're just waiting. Yesterday's rally was fueled by those trade deals with Japan and the EU, which was great news.
Right. A 15% tariff rate seemed to be the magic number. But things are a bit quieter on the trade front this morning, with reports that the US and South Korea talks have been postponed.
Yeah. Just a scheduling conflict, apparently. But there's still plenty of news out of Washington. The president signed executive orders to boost the AI industry and also to speed up the build-out of data center infrastructure. That's a direct tailwind for some specific tech sectors.
And are we looking at another potential government shutdown fight?
It's on the horizon. Sources in Washington are saying Congress will likely need a short-term spending bill to keep the lights on past October 1st. It's something to keep on the back of your mind, but the market is much more focused on the data and earnings deluge today.
A deluge is right. We've got a massive wave of economic data hitting this morning. What are the key times to watch?
Okay, get ready. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get initial jobless claims. Then at 9:45, it's the flash manufacturing and services PMI data. And finally, at 10 a.m., we see new home sales for June. It's the biggest data dump of the week, so expect some potential choppiness around those releases.
Got it. Let's pivot to the main event, earnings. It is an absolute avalanche of reports. Let's start with the big tech names. Google?
Google looks strong. A solid beat on earnings per share and a jump in revenue. They specifically called out strong demand for their cloud products. The stock is gapping up over 3% pre-market. A definite bright spot.
Okay, but on the flip side, we have Tesla. The stock is down almost 6% before the bell. What happened there?
Tesla's report was complicated. EPS was in line, but the headline numbers were rough. Revenue drops nearly 12% year over year, and deliveries were down 13%. That's what the bears are seizing on.
That sounds pretty definitive. Is there any good news in that report?
Well, this is the nuance. They did say plans for their new, more affordable models are still on track for 2025. So for the long-term bulls, that's the story they're holding on to. But for today, the price action is clearly negative.
Interesting. Okay, what about some of the industrials and other big caps I see Honeywell reported?
Honeywell had a great quarter. Beat on the top and bottom lines and, more importantly, guided their full-year earnings and revenue above consensus. The stock is ticking up modestly on that news.
And American Airlines? The travel sector has been hot.
Not so hot for American this morning. They beat on EPS for the quarter, but their guidance for Q3 was a miss. The stock is getting punished for it, down about 6% pre-market. It's a classic case of, what have you done for me lately?
Let's talk about some of the other major pre-market movers. I'm seeing some huge gaps. Community Health, CYH, is down a staggering 25%.
That's a combination of an earnings miss and the surprise announcement that their CEO is retiring. The market hates uncertainty, and that's a double dose of it. You're also seeing downgrades roll in, which is just adding fuel to the fire.
Wow. On the flip side, MaxLinear, ticker MXL, is rocketing higher, up almost 24%.
Now that is a beat and raise. They reported good numbers and then guided their next quarter's revenue above expectations. That's exactly what the market wants to see right now, and they are being rewarded handsomely for it.
So with all this action, what are the key levels you're watching on the major indexes today, say for the SPY?
For the SPY, the lines in the sand are pretty clear. I'm looking at support right around the 630 level. If we break below that, sellers might get more aggressive. To the upside, resistance is at 640. A strong break above that could signal the next leg up for this rally.
And what about some individual names on your watch list for today? Any setups you find interesting?
Absolutely. I'm watching a few things. I'm looking for continuation plays in stocks that have already shown strength, like TRVI and AGX. For anticipation plays, where I'm looking for a potential breakout, I've got my eyes on SNPS and even NIO, which could get interesting. But the key today is confirmation. Don't chase extended names without volume to back it up.
So the takeaway is, the market is bullish but cautious. Focus on sectors with proven earnings strength, like some of the industrials and healthcare names that reported well.
Exactly. Use any dips to enter strong stocks, but keep your stops tight. With all the economic data coming out and lingering trade talk, things could get volatile in a hurry. The low VIX tells you people are complacent, and that's often when the market likes to surprise you.
Fantastic insights as always. A very busy morning ahead. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.